It takes a lot of effort, determination, and bravery to come to a new country as a refugee and learn not only a new language, but a new culture. One could compare it to climbing a mountain. A Manchester resident is going to climb a few mountains himself to raise money for the city's refugees. Starting tomorrow, Dan Sesney aims to climb New Hampshire's 4,000-foot peaks, all 48 of them, in a month. But first, he joins us in the studio. Dan, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
48 mountains, 30 days. It's going to be pretty fast-paced.
Yeah, we're in a lot of cases, we're going to do full ridge traverses. Like the Franconia Ridge is four mountains, for example. The Presidential Traverse is eight. A lot of the trips that we're going to be attempting are going to be covering three, four, five, in some cases more peaks per hike in order to get it done in the 30 days. There'll also be a couple of overnights, like I'll stay to do the Pemi Loop so that I'm already up there so I don't have to climb back up to do the rest. Some of the more out-of-the-way peaks, Mount Isolation, for example, Owl's Head Mountain. Unfortunately for those, I won't be able to double up peaks on those. Those are just one-day hikes, and I got to make up for that in some of the less difficult ones.
And we should mention, you're not taking the month off. You're
no, I'm actually, well, as part of the challenge, because we want to show that, you know, this is what weekends are for, basically, you know, just getting up there and having fun, and with a little bit of planning and a little bit of research, anybody can do it. We'll see whether that or not that affects my... that affects me at work. I might be sleeping at my desk through the week.
And tell us a little bit about the charity that you're
working with. Are climbing for the Holy Cross Family Learning Center in Manchester, a charity organization that helps refugees and immigrants with English as a second language classes and citizenship classes. They're run by about a half a dozen retired sisters. It's run by a sister named Jackie Vermel. My wife, Mina, is Nepali. We've done a lot of refugee advocacy. She used to work for the Planning and the Economic Development Department in Manchester. As these refugees and immigrants, too, were coming in or looking to start their own business or looking to get their feet on the ground here in the city, oftentimes they would be directed to her. So when the Sister Jackie opened the Learning Center, she did the same thing. She came to the city and said, who in the city is involved with this type of small business? And it was Mina. That's how she became involved in the Learning Center. It's how I became involved in the Learning Center. And, you know, I'm on a mission from the nuns. So whenever the Blues Brothers said, I'm on a mission from God. So I have to claim all 48 or I'm in trouble.
What do you think you've learned from working with the refugees and immigrants through this center? And what do you think you'd like them to learn from your project this September?
It takes a lot of effort and determination to come here from a very difficult situation to a better situation, but one where they need an awful lot of hand-holding and they need an awful lot of help. Figuring out how the bathroom works, how to get a license, or how to speak English, where the nearest grocery store is, for heaven's sakes. What's the biggest thing that I'm going to face? Getting a little tired, you know, a sprained ankle, maybe, you know, having to face some rain. We have it really good in a lot of ways. We just want to make it better for them.
Well, Dan, thanks so much for talking with us, and happy hiking.
You're very welcome. Thanks a lot.
Dan Sesney begins his quest to climb all of New Hampshire's 4,000-foot peaks tomorrow with a hike up the Franconia Ridge.